Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, it's Mark Striegel. Welcome to I was almost going to say another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, or another episode of the Talking Metal Podcast, but it's not even really. It's just a bonus little check-in because I have a full episode recorded right now with hours and hours of editing to do on it. It is Monday evening at 8:30. And I post these on Tuesday, anywhere between 2 a.m. on Tuesday to, you know, midnight. So it's not happening, basically, guys. So I just at least wanted to check in with you and give you a little heads up on what's going on with me. I am in the process. We are in the process, my family, of selling our house. We've been staying with other family members as they do open houses and tour people through the house and all this. It's been a bit of a week, to say the least, you know, because when the Striegels come, it's like two crazy kids and two crazy grown-ups, Emily and me, and two crazy dogs. So it's a handful for people who let us into their home. Plus, we were trying to work and homeschool, and bottom line is it's been an exhausting few days. And although I have all the elements, everything's recorded, the host wraps, the interviews, everything's recorded for this next episode, I just have not had time to edit it. And generally what happens is every Tuesday morning, I tend to get up at like 4, maybe 5 in the morning, and just before the family's up, before I have to actually do real work, I edit these podcasts. I usually get a jump start on it even before then, you know, the weekend before, but none of this has happened. So I just have these raw elements, and I've been completely stressed out because I'm promising to get you guys a podcast every Tuesday. So I figured, you know what, let me just turn on the mic and talk for 5-10 minutes and just let everybody know that a bigger, better episode is coming later this week. Okay, so stay tuned for that. It really is a unique episode, and we get a kind of a look inside my life a little bit, and some stories from some people who I guess I would call would be unexpected guests or not typical guests on the podcast. So stay tuned for that. It's again, I think it's going to be a fun listen. You know, we'll see. We'll see if you agree with me. Big shout out to everyone on Patreon who is supporting me, especially our newest guy. Let me attempt to pronounce his name. Dane Damage. I mean, what a name is that? That's got to be a rock star in waiting right there. Dane Damage. Dane, I'm going to get your Talking Metal t-shirt as soon as possible to make our house look nice for all, you know, for the realtor and for all the people who are potential buyers, they made me clean out the basement and where the big Tupperware bin I have all my Talking Metal t-shirt, brand new t-shirts in, is at our storage unit currently. I am going to make a trip over there in the next week for sure and grab you a large t-shirt and mail it out to you, Mr. Damage, and you will get that within the next week. So big shout out to you for supporting us on Patreon, supporting me on Patreon. I can't thank you enough, Dane, and you will be thanked at the beginning of every episode moving forward here. So there you go. What else is happening? I'm just, as you guys know, I sound like a broken record, but I'm just so anxious for everyone to catch up with me, get their vaccine, and let's start rocking again, man. Let's get these concerts opened. You know, I saw Jerry from Long Island say the powers that be are going to make us wear masks. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Jerry, and I know that, you know, people want to make it a political thing, but at this point, it is in certain states and it isn't in other states. I mean, you can go to Texas and the only people who are making you wear masks are the owners of certain businesses. You know, so we can't really blame at least the national government, I think, at this point. I know people will. But I don't really know that there's anything to blame. I think we're at a critical point here. I think we got to hold steady. If you haven't got your vaccine, wear a mask. Continue to wear it until you get it. And this is just my personal opinion. And if you have got the vaccine, get together with friends. Don't wear a mask. But obviously, because of business and some local government ordinances, you do need to continue wearing that mask in public, which, you know, people are like, well, the variants. Listen, the bottom line is this vaccine is still very, very good at fighting these variants. I mean, I think there's one, like, is it the South African? No, I think that's the Brazilian. There's some variant that it's not as good at, but I don't understand why anyone wouldn't want to get the vaccine. I just don't get it. I don't get it myself, but to each his own. It seems crazy. If you want your freedom back, I would think the true way to get freedom back is to be able to go do shit without having to worry about getting really sick. And I know a handful of younger people in their 30s who have gotten this and just been knocked out flat. I also know some people who recovered rather quickly. So affects different people in different ways, and it is killing less and less people. So that is great news. And let's get the concerts freaking back, man. And Jerry, I hear what you're saying, man. I don't want to go to a concert and wear a freaking mask. I'm done with these stupid masks. I wore a mask like a good boy every day from March, you know, 2020 to March 2021. I'm over it. I'm so done with it, you know? And my glasses slide off my face and smash on the floor whenever I wear them. And if I push them in too tight, they fog up. It's a big pain in the butt, and they look freaking stupid too. I mean, people are trying to, you know. So let's just get things back to normal, guys, and let's start rocking again in person. I'm so excited to rock in person, rock out in concert, whether it's later this year or next year. You know, who knows? Hopefully later this year. You know, we're at 50%. I think things have got to start to go down rapidly at this point, right? Well, we'll see. I predict in the next month we're going to be in a very different place than we are right now. When I say 50%, I mean 50% of the people in the United States have got their first dose at this point. And if we keep that going, get up to 60-70%, it's done, man. It's done. It's 80%, it's completely done. But let's Take it steady. I would say slow and steady, but I'm saying, man, hurry up and get the vaccines, guys. Let's rock. All right. And what else is happening? We are jamming on Patreon, bonus podcasts every week. Victor Ruiz and myself cranking those out. Different tiers get different shows. Everyone who is a $2 a month patron on Patreon and up gets at least one bonus podcast a week. We're going to do a Zoom call with the patrons soon, where we discuss the great record Holy Diver by Ronnie James Dio. I haven't figured out an exact time for that to happen yet, but it will be soon. So let's do this, guys. Let's take a quick look at headlines here on the evening of April 19th. We'll go to Blabbermouth. My job has been busy, man. That's another reason I haven't gotten the podcast ready, but I haven't really been keeping up on Blabbermouth headlines much. Randy from Lamb of God. I don't define myself as a liberal or conservative or a Democrat or Republican. I'm kind of with him on that. You know, I really feel like I'm moderate, man. I mean, my Republican friends think I'm a liberal. My Democratic friends think I'm a conservative, but I'm not. I don't really align with any of that stuff. I don't relate to either party myself, and I challenge you and hope that you guys all think on your own. You know, think outside the box, man. Don't let these people feed you ideas. You know, that's you know, we're free thinkers. We like metal. We like hard rock. We like loud music. We're free thinkers. Don't let people's political ideas or musical ideas or typical, you know, corporate ideas get jammed down your throat. Be a free thinker. I think that's be an independent, in my opinion. I think that's the way to go. Myself, to not subscribe to anyone else's thoughts or wishes or control that they want to have over you, you know. Rob Zombie has announced he's going to be doing a movie reboot of The Munsters. that could be really cool or really awful. I'm not sure. I used to love The Munsters myself. What a fun show, you know. L.A. Guns featuring Phil Lewis and my friend Tracy Guns, who's going to be coming back on Talking Metal at some point soon. They're planning a new record called Checkered Past. Now, let's see. Is this going to be just old stuff? Because it sounds like it's almost stuff from the vaults, you know. This will be a third studio album with a much welcome reunion of the band's core foundation of Lewis and Guns. Yeah, so it doesn't sound like it is a checkered past. I think leftovers from the vaults. I think that title, Checkered Past, is definitely, it makes it sound like it could be stuff from the vaults. That's just my opinion. But who knows? Who knows? I can't wait because I've really enjoyed those last two records. I thought they were very, very good. And is there anything else we can report here off the mighty blabbermouth.net? The Dead Daisies to launch live from Daisyland radio show on Dash Radio Network. I guess that's run by Monsters of Rock. Monsters of Rock, of course, does the great Monsters of Rock cruise, which I'd really like to go on someday. But they're claiming that Monsters of Rock is claiming they have 600,000 listeners a day on Dash Radio Network. Now, this has got to be a weird number because I can promise you, Monsters of Rock radio station, I can't promise you, but in my opinion, there's no way they have 600,000 listeners. I mean, what is Howard Stern at? Like less than 500,000 listeners per show right now? There's just no way. I mean, that's like a crazy amount of people listening to a station. Now, maybe Dash Radio Network has, you know, 100 stations with some big name people, and that way they get 600,000 listeners a day. That number sounds very unrealistic to me. There's no way that, you know, 600,000 people are listening to the Dead Daisies Dash Radio Network Monsters of Rock radio show. Man, that last record by them is just so freaking terrible. I could not believe it. But anyways, there's just no way. There's no way 600,000 people are listening to that. My personal opinion. But what do I know? What do I know? And our final story, ex-Guns N' Roses guitar player, DJ Ashba, right, who also plays with 6 AM, is collaborating with Debbie Gibson. Remember her from the 1980s? Wow, that should be extra terrible. Can I, or so bad that it's good, you know, one of those things. Who knows? Wow, really? Debbie Gibson. All right, so we're going to call it right now on this episode of Talking Metal, and we will talk to you later this week on a true episode of Talking Metal. All right, later, guys.